Back with you on 92.9 The Game. Thanks to Kyle Madsen for stopping on by, giving us a full preview and a breakdown. And Niners-Falcons right here on 92.9 The Game on Sunday Night Football. But we're going back to you on the phones at 404-726-0929. Are the Falcons a legit playoff contender right now? You think they're ready? Or do you think that they need to show you more? I think they're ready. I think we've seen enough from the defense, most specifically, that they are putting themselves in a position to be able to be in, compete in every single game. I'm not entirely sure why it took this long, but whatever. It doesn't matter, right? Just as long as we got here. I think the offense is evolving on a week-to-week basis. Again, you have a quarterback who's only making what will be his ninth start in the NFL. You can't hold him to the same standards as some of the guys that he's going up against. Last week, he outdueled the MVP. He outdueled a former Falcon quarterback in Marcus Mariota. He outdueled what was supposed to be another rookie sensation in J.J. McCarthy. So, listen, the sky is the limit for the Falcons this season. How far can they go? It all comes down to the one thing. We've been talking about it. I've been talking about it. You've been talking about it on the phones. Consistency. If they can bottle up these performances and replicate them, they're going to be more than just fine. If they can't, then it's going to be another season of collectively holding our breath and waiting for the other shoe to drop, which I don't think it's going to happen this year. I really don't. I feel like because of the emergence of the defense, you are in a situation now where the bottom is not going to fall out of it because the defense is going to be able to keep you, if not in every single game, in most games. And the defense is going to be able to make timely, game-changing plays like they've been able to do over the last couple of weeks. The defense has been nothing short of, again, revolutionary, whatever word you want to use. It's been amazing to watch. It's easily the best defense I've seen since I've been here in Atlanta, and it's not even close. All right, your calls are next, 404-726-0929. Let's hear a little bit from Raheem Morris. He was talking to the media today. He was asked about Michael Penix Jr. calling the Atlanta Falcons legit. Again, Raheem Morris did also join Dukes and Bell today. We'll hear that conversation coming up a little later in the program. But he also did meet the media, and he was asked a bunch of different things about the state of the Falcons and what's going on. Or number 10 on the cut sheet if we're scoring at home. There were two different spots for Raheem Morris sound today, and that's my fault. I should have specified which one of those I was talking about. But yes, Raheem Morris was asked about Michael Penix Jr. calling the Falcons legit.
It just means like Penix is doing the right things. Like he's going out there putting his team in position to win. I love how he is about how he corrects himself about the things that he wants to do better every single game, how he wants to finish that game better. I love how he got it started. I love how he was able to go out there and execute the game plan. We played a legit team. So really when Penix is saying it makes us legit, it's more that he's giving Buffalo a compliment as opposed to really talking about who we are and what we are. But if you can beat a team like Buffalo, you can put yourself up against anybody in the league. You know, I think that's a well coach. I think that's a proven football team, a team that's been in the AFC Championship numerous amounts of times, competing at a very high level with Patrick and Burrow when they're rolling over there and as the best team in the AFC. So I think he's giving kind of Buffalo more of a compliment as more than talking about what we are.
Wait a minute. Why can't he call them legit? Is Michael Penix not allowed to call his team legit? Is there something wrong with that? I don't think so. I'm not quite sure why Ra was so reserved there and like trying to modify the comments of Michael Penix Jr. Be confident in your team, man. Let's go. We just beat the Bills on Monday Night Football. Hell yeah, we're legit. Surprising. I wish I heard the question, I guess, in order to maybe get some better context about that. That's confusing to me, especially for Ra, who's like the biggest cheerleader I've ever heard talk as a coach in not only Falcons history, but maybe in the entire NFL. So interesting start there. But, I mean, I don't have a problem with Michael Penix Jr. calling the Falcons legit. Do you? I mean, I don't know. A weird response there from Rob, but whatever. I mean, listen, if he says it's about saying the Bills are great and it was a good thing to beat them, that's fine, I guess. But, all right, let's see what else he had to say. Raheem Morris on why D'Angelo Malone was out there on the field to make the game-winning play.
D'Angelo's been part of that rotation all year. You know, he's one of those guys that goes down to a bunch of different packages that we have. He's done a number of shows that he can play better, and he's been doing those things even since last year. You know, been out there. I know you guys remember the big mistake that he made in the Washington game when he had the illegal contact downfield. But, I mean, this is a guy that just continues to get better for us. He's been one of those guys that's been able to go out and find ways to get on the grass, whether it's a dropper, whether it's a rusher, whether it's a dominant special teams player for us, and he's a significant contributor for our football team. And I love seeing D'Lo go out there and do positive things for us.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we knew he was going to be involved. He made the team. So, I mean, is it shocking that he was out there as part of a pack? I don't think so. He's been on this team for a while now. Has he popped the way that some of us thought he would coming out of Kentucky? I don't know, but he's a decent football player who's been able to make this roster year in and year out. So, I mean, if you're on the team, you got to be ready for your number to be called, right? So good on him. And that adds to his resume of, again, being a productive football. Listen, it's Bijan Robinson is not the entire roster. There's guys on this team that are depth players that are just as important that you need to win games late in games when your starters are tired or somebody gets hurt. You got to have the D'Angelo Malones of the world. Special teams as well. How about our new tush-push quarterback, Felipe Franks? Raheem Morris was talking about how the play for him to line up under center and get a yard and take a direct snap and whatever the heck that play was, how Felipe Franks is becoming more valuable.
It's been in the works for a while, but it's a copycat league. You know, you steal those things from other people. You know, San Fran, we've seen run it. We've seen a couple people run it last week. It's copycat Lee, and Felipe fits that mold. You know, obviously he has the quarterback background. He has some of those different things. We go out there now, 13 personnel, so he can definitely add that to us and some of that world. But you're always trying to get better, and when you're trying to get better, that entails stealing things from other people, and that was just a great theft moment.
I mean, listen, that's you talk about D'Angelo Malone. Felipe Franks continues to make the roster every single year too. And, I mean, yes, he's technically a tight end now, but we know his ballywick was as a quarterback. Jake Matthews, obviously, this is really important. Raheem Morris talked about the update on our left tackle.
Today, all I know is it's going to be day-to-day. It was an ankle. So we know who he is. We know what he doesn't miss. So we'll just have to see, Taryn. But I feel really positive about him and what happened based on not having any idea last night.
Yeah, I mean, listen, his absence would be huge. I thought Jarrell did okay, but again, the offense really sputtered in the second half, so I'm not entirely sure what we would see if Jake Matthews is not able to go. Obviously, that's not what you want, but you hope that his resiliency can get him back out there, even if he's not 100%. I'd still take 80% of him over anybody else, so we got to see and just keep your fingers crossed. One more before we get out of here. Bill Bender is going to join me at the top of the hour. We'll talk a little college football. We've been wall-to-wall Falcons for the first 2 hours of the show, as we should be. We'll just switch gears a little bit and talk some college football next. How about the block punt? Yeah, not good. That was the one negative for me is this kicking game and some of the special team stuff is still not quite where it needs to be.
Pretty low trajectory on that kick. Particularly, Russo made a great play. There's no doubt about it. They got a little pressure right there, but pretty much it was low. But overall, last night, I was really pleased with how the special teams played last night, particularly in our coverage units, bringing us that operational piece of the kick, the snap, and all those type of things that's happening with us. And like those things went well last night, other than that one play that you just mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it just continues to be sticking out like a sore thumb. This team needs to, if they're going to be a legit playoff contender, as we've been talking about all show long, the kicking situation just needs to get figured out. I mean, it's pretty simple. Find somebody that can make the stinking kicks. That's really just what it comes down to. But he's right. The special teams in terms of not giving up those huge chunk plays, not giving up, you know, the starting position at the 45 or the 50 for the opposition, as we've seen way too many times so far this season. I thought that's been better the last couple of weeks. So, and that really helps. I mean, the defense, talk about the defense. If the opposition's starting at the 50, I mean, you essentially have no shot. They need to get, what, 15 yards to get a field goal? I mean, come on. That's a first down and a half. That's essentially where we're at right now. So that's really the only area of the team I think that we need to tighten up. Good stuff from Rob. We'll hear him with our boys Dukes and Bell coming up a little bit later in the show. But when we get back, let's switch gears and talk some college football. There was an idea floated out today about who should Penn State focus on for their next head coach. I'll ask Bill Bender about it if he thinks it's even a remote possibility. You don't want to miss that. And a whole lot more. What does he think about the Dogs and Tech to kick off the 8 o'clock hour on 92.9 The Game? It's Chris Thomas tonight.